we could begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you that we can come together here this morning to read your word and pray that our hearts would be ready to listen and to hear. And as we look at different examples in the Bible and read the verses, and that we see how different people responded to you, and pray that you'd just help us to think and to pray, and that we would change according to your will. And just want to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I heard that I was going to give the message, and I've been thinking about, well, I've been reading about Saul's life and what he did, and we see that he started out serving God, and that God had, it says that he had a band of men whose hearts God had touched. So we know that God was with him at first, but we see that Saul made some decisions that he shouldn't have, and I'd like to look a little bit at that. But for a title, I'd like to do well or to do evil. So we have an option, and I'd like to begin in Genesis chapter 4. We have the story of Cain and Abel, and just like to begin in verse 1 there. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. So we have two brothers with opportunity, it appears, to say, raised in the same household there. They had the same parents. I think they were taught a lot of the same stuff. And we see that they learned to work, and but they had different occupation. And they had the opportunity to do well or evil. And Abel chose to serve God in obedience. And we see the different character of the brothers as they brought their offerings to God. Cain was not as concerned about what God wanted as to just what he had, what was most convenient for him at the time. But Abel chose to serve God in obedience. In verses 6 and 7 we read, And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt roll over him. So, we see that God knew Cain's heart, and I think God really wanted him to repent and change at this point. But Cain didn't, and we see that it cost him his brother's life. So he chose to hold on to the bitterness and anger there. And think that we really need to be careful, or that can come into our lives. And if we go to 1 Samuel chapter 15, we have the story of where Saul was sent to destroy the Amalekites, and Samuel had said to utterly destroy them, to completely destroy them. And if we start reading here in verse 13, it says, And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meanest then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the best and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. So you see that Samuel had told Saul to completely destroy the Amalekites. We see they did not obey, and Saul wanted to blame the people, but I think really he should have been, at this point he should have repented, but he wanted to hide it. When Samuel came to see Saul, he tried to hide it. He said, I have performed a commandment of the Lord. He said it was for a sacrifice. And I think we see that the two brothers brought different sacrifices, but I think we want to know, what does God want from us? And what did God want from Saul? If we read in verse 22 and 23, we see what God really wanted. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. So the Lord really wants obedience, and we see there was, in this story, there was rebellion and stubbornness, which is as witchcraft and idolatry. I think they wanted the things of Amalek more than the things of God. And if we look back at verse 9, it says, But Saul and the people spared Agag the best of the sheep and of the oxen and the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile, and refused that they destroyed. So there we see they aren't even talking about sacrifice. I think they just wanted it for themselves, but we see that later Saul was trying to tell Samuel that it was for sacrifice. And I think we do good to think, what does God want for a sacrifice from us? And I think if we look in Psalms 51, verse 17, it says, The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So I think that's what God was, David saw that God, what really wanted was that in verse 16 there it says, "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering." So I think that God wanted sacrifice in a way, but he wanted more the obedience. He wanted the hearts of the people. And often at times we see Israel weren't seeking after God. And then in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we can see again what God wants from us. Says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So, God wants our lives to be a living sacrifice and holy before him. And I think we do good to see, is our sacrifice God-honoring, or is it just what we want? Is our lives just living for what we want, or is it what God wants? And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, we see that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So I think if we live our lives a sacrifice, we don't know what a testimony it could be. We don't know how much it could affect others, and even Abel, who isn't living, is still speaking in a way into, I know my life as I read that and studied it more, realized how much, what a testimony of, as Abel brought the gift that God wanted, how that was, that how God had respect for that, and how that was honoring to God. So that was what I had to share, and hope it's a blessing to you. And